butter, put a covering on the top and bake it. It's like a deep apple pie.
Good.
And you can put it in a s'mores dough, roll it out like biscuit dough, and put your apples and your cinnamon and all, and then put it in the oven and bake it or boil it, either one. Steam it, either one.
Uh-huh.
That's all, but that's apple dumpling.
Okay. So, regardless of whether you bake it or steam it, you still call it apple dumpling?
Yeah.
Okay. What about apple cobbler now? Is that something different?
Well, what I call apple cobbler, I don't know what any, you might call that deep thing apple cobbler, but what I call apple cobbler is taking the round pieces, the little pieces of dough, put your apples in that, and then I put them down in sugar and butter and boil them, mm-hmm. then run them in the oven and bake them.
Mm, that sounds good, too.
They are good, too.
Can you think of anything else that you make in the kitchen with apples and pastry?
Or you have to make pastry with it?
Well, is there something you make that doesn't have pastry?
I make an apple salad.
And how do you do that?
Cut up your apples and celery and put mayonnaise on it.
Uh-huh.
Little raisins in it if you want to.
And you call that?
Apple salad.
Apple salad. What do you call a sweet liquid that's served with pudding?
Sauce.
Okay. What do you call food that's taken in between regular meals?
Snacks.
If you're talking about eating apples, you might say, have all the apples been...
peeled.
Talking about eating.
Have all the apples been...
eaten. Mm-hmm. And somebody might say, yes, yesterday I
ate an apple.
Okay.
I have to watch my grandma.
So if we were talking about the black liquid that we talked about before that you put sugar and cream in.
Coffee?
Yeah. If you were going to prepare some of that, you'd say, I'm going to go...
Well, some people say I'm going to brew coffee, but I said I'm going to percolate coffee.
Okay. And...
the entire my instant.
Yeah. Well, before instant coffees came out, how did you make coffee?
I boiled it and percolated it.
You mean you had one of those?
I had a percolator for a while, and then we had a regular old-fashioned coffee pot and had to boil it first.
Well, now how...
until the percolator. Put your water in the coffee pot, put your coffee down in it, and put it on the stove and boil it.
Oh, you mean the coffee actually went into the water?
Went into the water. And then you had to use a strainer to strain it, but the percolator, you don't have to.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call the... let me ask this another way. If somebody's been working around in the yard in the summertime, it's very hot, you come inside and go to the sink and say, ooh, I've got to get a...
drink of water.
Okay. And what do you call the container that you put the water in?
A glass.
Okay.
Some people use a dipper.
Okay. Can you think of any other words that people would use instead of a glass?
A cup.
Yeah.
Tumbler.
Okay. And if he dropped it on the floor, you say, oh my goodness, the glass is...
broken.
Okay.
Can I go in that bathroom
and
get that
to
bed?
We're talking about breaking a glass. Somebody's mother might run in and say, oh, did you...
break that glass?
Yeah. Now, if we're talking about drinking water,